for a long time, sure, but you make friends, and they don't last long. Sure, you could just hang out with Anubis, or Ra, Enoch, Gilgalad, or maybe Artemis. They're grand. They know things from way back, but they're no Louis Armstrongs. None of them could sing like Ella. Man, you don't know the joy of chatting up a tortured artist like Michelangelo. Something about that short life concentrates all that chutzpah into a few short years. That's where the party is. Yeah, but you get attached to them, and they disappear before you know it. And if you take on their form and live with them, you don't age. They get on to you, think you're a witch or a demon, get scared, try to burn you. So I figured it out. Sometimes gracefully, sometimes not. Didn't matter. When I got too old, I'd always revert back to my own form. A crimson, gold, and purple bird with sweeping tail and jeweled eyes. My wings would grow heavy and I'd fly to that western horizon where I'd burst into flames and fall in a little heap of ashes. The Egyptians were the first to see me do this. They called me the Bennu, and built a whole set of mythology around me. I am the Bennu, the soul of Ra, and the guide of the gods in the Tuat. Let it be so done unto me that I may enter in like a hawk, and that I may come forth like Bennu, the morning star. Yeah. That's from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. They thought that if they made that prayer at the right time, their soul would merge with the great Bennu, and their immortality would be assured. Didn't work. Fun, though, and all these little pictures of me as a great green heron. But you've probably heard of me from a later time. In Greece, they call me Phoenix. Yeah, same gig. Hang out with the artists till I got bored or they figured me out. Turn back into the firebird, fly west, burn up new body, you get it by now. Once in Rome, there was this emperor, Helioglobus, named himself after the sun god. I wonder if he knew about Phaeton. He loved to eat bird brains and tongues, that was his specialty. Hired cooks from all over the place. So one day, he decides he wants a phoenix dinner. Thinks it'll make him immortal if he could eat my brain. So he sends his men out to find me. Of course, I'm right there in the palace, so I find out about the plan. And since I was getting tired of that gig, I decide it's time to fly west. They see me, my long sweeping tail feathers, put me in a cage and take me to the emperor. Brilliant, he cries. Cook it and let us feast. So they kill me, saute me up, and he has his meal. Yeah. Just about then the process kicks in and I start burning. A lot of good that does the emperor. They found him the next morning with his face twisted in a horrible rictus. If they had autopsies back then, they would have wondered at his charred insides or at the little bird that hopped out when they buried him. These days, I'm hanging out on 7th Street in Oakland with all the fire artists. Maybe I'll go out to Nirvana, to the desert.